Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Attention drivers, when it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
TC Trailer salutes the movers and haulers, the ones who always deliver when you need them most. TC Trailers knows they deserve a trailer that's as reliable as they are. The right trailer with the right stuff, including over 300 options, an enormous parts department, an in-house repair shop, and incredible customer service. They deserve TC Trailers. Stop in to see Sir Frankfort at State Roads 28 and 29 or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the free-for-all, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Clinton County's best in community events, 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line here on WILO. Of course, we want to thank our sponsors for letting us be here. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting, we stick it where the sun shines. Boone County Daily News, Clinton County Daily News, and Carroll County Daily News, your free online newspapers. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And also Freckles Graphics. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, Pagan Pen Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Colligan Water. For the second half of Party Line, we want to welcome our guest from the Learning Network of Clinton County. And since we had a quick turnaround as far as who we thought was coming and who is here, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves and also what your position is with the Learning Network.
Hi to everyone. I don't know if you guys recognize me, but my name is Elvia Mora. I am a health promoter and medical interpreter, and also community health worker. I work for the Learning Network as pretty much as a health promoter. Right now, I'm running the lead prevention campaign, and we all run the rest of the programs together as a team. Thank you so much for the invitation.
We love having the Learning Network on, and it's fantastic everything that you guys do out there. Anthony?
Hello, my name is Anthony Veloz. I also work for the Learning Network. I am the office manager, but I'm also a medical interpreter and a community health worker.
Yeah, you also kind of help out every once in a while with a show that we have here on the radio with Aurora Clinton County, and we appreciate the Learning Network being a part of that as well. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do it without you guys, and we thank you so much. Remind our listeners what the Learning Network does, because it does quite a bit in the county and in the community, and I think a lot of people forget that.
The Learning Network has been here since 2001 or 2004, I believe, around there. It was created from Purdue Extension, and in 2016 they decided to separate for different ideas, but we still work together a lot. We are in the same building, actually. And the Learning Network focuses a lot on adult education, mostly. We only have one program that is for kids, and it's usually in the summer. We'll get to that later. But it's usually about adult education, and now we do a little bit more about health education, which Elvia and I help with that as community health workers.
I know it was just a few months ago that the Learning Network decided to rebrand and re-logo, which I know part of the reason why they separated from Purdue is because basically you just outgrew the extension, which is fantastic. That just means that the work that you're doing is great. It's well needed in the community, and the fact that you were able to outgrow the mothership of the extension, it just shows, you know, how successful it is. But have you seen an impact with the rebranding that the network has done?
We're trying to start rebranding the logo and the Learning Network to make it a little bit more up to date now. We have seen a little bit more attention towards our logo, because it's a little bit more colorful, and I think that people get attracted to it faster.
The thing is that we are trying to get all community of the whole community, not we're trying to get a little bit closer with the new generations. Mm-hmm. and the big impact of our logo is that now people can identify us I mean, since before with the past logo, that is been improving. But I think the main intention is to the people get to know us, because I believe it or not, a lot of people don't know what we do at the Learning Network.
Well, and let's just talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. Let's go into what the Learning Network is and what all, you know, what all you offer there. I mean, I know we have specific things that we want to discuss, but just give them a round description of the Learning Network and what all your things that you offer.
Well, basically, as Anthony said before, we are an education place for adults. Basically, mm-hmm. but that's just the main goal. We have different programs, and we try to help our community on all the needs as we can, as mm-hmm. our possibilities are. We are translators. We are bilingual, and we
staff.
Help.
We have a lot of bilingual staff. Mostly, a lot of our all of our staff is bilingual. Mm-hmm. To be more specific, we offer GED and HSC classes in English and Spanish. We offer a program that it's called Plaza Comunitaria, that it's a partnership with the Mexican consulate, and it's for all of those people that don't know how to read, they don't know how to write, they don't know any basic skills of math. We have that class where they can be taught all of that as an adult, you know.
Sure.
It's faster for them. We also have the driver's ed class, which right now we're going to start a class in person because we only had online. We have technology today. We have citizenship, which we have had a lot of people going for their citizenship this past few years, and that class has been a bloom as well. We have the, like I said, the summer kids workshop. That's usually in the summer. We open registrations in June 17th. We were trying to be here before June 17th, but we couldn't do it because our schedules, but we now are open registrations. Anyone can go. I'm there. Melinda Grismer is there, which is our director, and she can help you guys register your kids
and,
as well.
Yeah, make sure you go on time because this is going to get a little bit crazy in the next days.
Yeah, I was going to say, Summer Kids Workshop fills up very quickly, and I know there were like over 400 kids that went through it last year, so, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, this year we're expecting a little bit more because we opened three more workshops. We used to have 32 workshops, now we have 35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want you to list all 35 because that would be asking too much, but can you talk about maybe a little bit of the diversity of those classes that you have during the workshop?
Yeah, we have a lot of classes. Yes. And like she said, the diversity in those classes are amazing because we have welding, which we were trying to have 3 weeks, but we couldn't do it, so we're only doing it one. We have welding for kids, but they have to be like 5th graders and above.
Mm-hmm.
We have quilting, which is a little bit the opposite of welding, I would say. We have quilting, we have sewing, we have drawing, crazy science. We also have a class for STEM. We have Lego robotics, engineering, little juniors. Young engineers is what the class
Can
is called.
Can adults come?
I wish. I wish.
We will.
I
wish I was part of it as well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We have cooking classes, which is cooking with books for little ones, and we have a little more advanced for the upgraders. We also have art, YouTubers, future YouTuber stars.
Oh,
which
wow.
is very interesting for
our...
No,
don't tell my grandson.
Yes, they are crazy about it. We also have music makers.
Oh wow.
And Operation Fit Kids. that is very interesting. A few of them, they're not be performed at our
building.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We need to take them out for pretty much at the 4-H building.
Yeah, they go to 4-H, to Camp Column.
Oh, we have the granja.
The little mini farm.
The mini farm.
Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is in one of our neighbors' farm.
Mm-hmm.
And what other we have?
he let us borrow the farm, and he has chickens, yes. He has a cow,
they
horses,
make this
and
s'mores.
They grow.
Oh wow! Yeah, they're gonna have a great time. I know I'm a 4-H leader, so I'm familiar with a lot of the summer kids workshop and everything. Like I said, I wish the adults could come because yeah. I could stand to learn some of that stuff too as well. I want to get back to one of the biggest things that happened this over the winter and this spring, the emergency fund for immigrants. The fundraising has been a phenomenal. I think actually kind of surprised everybody how well it's been going. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, the summer kit. The emergency.
The emergency immigrant fund. It was created to support families during the COVID pandemic. A lot of families lose their jobs and they were not being able to feed their families or to pay the rent or the bills. So it was created by Esmeralda Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to offer this help once, only for one time. It's a one-time help, but it's not always like that.
Yeah.
They have to fill up an application. They bring some requirements, but it's not a lot. Just maybe an ID, and we also need the receipts they need the help with. And basically, they go through the board, those applications.
We have a committee of 5 different organizations, which I presented the application to them, and they are the ones that decide if we are able to help this family or not. The emergency fund was created by Esmeralda Cruz back in 2020, where the COVID pandemic, due to a lot of our people that a lot of our community that don't have a social security or their legal status that doesn't help them apply to trustees department, which you will need a social security or being documented in a way, or other places where they offer help just in case an emergency, like we said, you lose your job, or your job, it was food and it had to close back then. Now that the COVID has been gone away a little bit, but we still have it here.
Sure.
We still help people. I mean, we just had a fundraising during all February, mm-hmm. which if you donated $1, the Farmers Bank was going to match it and give us $2.
Yes.
Well, another dollar, which it was $2. Mm-hmm. We were able to raise more than $3,000, which it was amazing. Thank you to everyone that was able to donate for that amazing program. The Farmers Bank was actually supposed to match us, but they gave us a full $5,000, which is amazing.
That's great. Yeah, that mm-hmm. is amazing. And for a lot of people who are listening, I want them to understand, this is not taxpayer money. This is all funded out of the donation of people's pockets. Mm-hmm. It did not come from any kind of tax dollars or anything else. So I don't want any phone calls, everybody complaining about that, because it did not work that way. Yes. And it still doesn't. And you can still, if you want to donate, you can still donate. That fund is set up at the Farmers Bank, or you can drop off a donation at the Learning Network at the extension in the extension office building. And, you know, everybody needs help once in a while, and that's exactly what this fund was set up for. So, I mean, I think it's great. You said you've got, I know ELS or ESL classes that you do, mm-hmm. And you've got citizenship classes that are constantly going on. Do you run those at particular times of the year, or is it just like a constant 24/7 every day?
We actually follow the schedule for the community schools of Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
So usually in the summer, I believe this year we might only have citizenship, driver's ed, and technology. That's the only program that goes all year round. But the other ones like ESL and HSC and Plaza Comunitaria, they only go from August through May.
I think one of the other things, too, that I wanted to talk to, especially with you, is, and we are speaking with the Learning Network of Clinton County and talking about all the great things that they do here in Clinton County on Party Line. talk about the health classes that you hold for you know, and it's open to everybody in the county, but the fact that I think a lot of the need is with our Spanish speaking citizens, and talk about how important it is for people to come and access that.
We offer help to people who doesn't speak English to get the help or the assistance in health matters that they need. We work with the Open Door Clinic, and we refer people to them. And we go to Open Door Clinic 3 times a week. Every day they are open, we are there, especially him, helping people who doesn't know where to go. A lot of people is coming every day here, and they don't know that they can get assistance, medical assistance, medications for pretty much for free at the Open Door Clinic. They do a huge work with our people who doesn't have any medical assistance, any medical insurance. They can go to us or to the Open Door Clinic where we are there to help, to get some orientation about how to take care about the diabetics, how to take care of their high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. We do the nutrition. We have the nutrition class.
We have the diabetes prevention program. Which helps them. It helps them how to eat a little bit more healthier. To do exercise, they try to help them little by little, starting small, not actually just cutting everything that you eat, and just try a little bit smaller. They also teach you how to read the labels on the back, if how many calories you're supposed to eat in a day, how many, if you have protein, if it doesn't have protein, cholesterol, etc. We have different presentations that we can offer to people to teach them mm-hmm. how to take care of, like she said, of their diabetes, blood pressure, if they have any alcohol abuse, substance abuse. We also have places to refer them, which a lot of those places are healthy communities. A lot of those people that don't get, because we in this community, we have a lot of help for the community.
Yeah.
But I think most of the help is in English, and we try always to either translate the help or the information or go with them. That's also part of our community health worker side.
Sure.
We can go with them to their appointments. We just have to meet the client there. But now that a lot of organizations have Spanish speakers now, I think it has, for us, it has gone a little bit more into the insurance, health insurance, and health services. Like she said, we are the Open Door Clinic there. So in case someone comes here and they don't have a social security number and they cannot apply for Medicaid or Medicare, and even if you have a social security number, if you don't have insurance or you are underinsured, Open Door can help you. They offer the services for free, all of them. In case there's a service that you need and Open Door is not able to cover for it, they will be able to help you find a cheaper place.
Sure. Well, and basically you're like the connection.
Exactly.
Everybody can come to you, and it doesn't have to be not only the Hispanic community. It's everybody.
It's for everybody.
And like you said, Anthony, we're very fortunate in this community that we have so many organizations that work together mm-hmm. and are able to provide that help for everyone in the community. It doesn't matter who you are, what your background is, where you come from, any of it. Everything is an open door, and the Learning Network is a big part of that.
We also recommend to all people that they doesn't have a social security number and obviously no medical insurance to get the emergency Medicare, and we direct them to a person in IU hospital that she speaks Spanish, and she helped them to fill out the application.
Right.
We work with the healthy communities, with the health department. We work with a lot of institutions like YWCA in Lafayette, which is a big, that's more like a woman's health clinic,
yeah,
or program. And they pay for a lot of mammograms, pops that women in our community needs through the Open Door.
That's fantastic. And I think it's great everything that you guys are doing for the community. One big thing we got to talk about it. I mean, I know it's April, but there is a huge celebration that's going to be coming up in September. And I know the planning stages for that is already in the works. But let's talk about the Raisa Festival, and that's coming up in September. Can you give us a little hint, maybe, of what we're going to see?
This year, it has been a little bit crazier than the past few years, because this last year, we had a huge amount of people, new people coming in, and we had a huge population coming into to the festival, and we weren't expecting that many people, but also we were kind of expecting it. So this year, our theme, I don't know if we're ready to say it, so I might not say it yet.
Okay.
But our theme is gonna be interesting. It's a little bit more diverse, into not just the Mexican culture, but more into the South American culture as well.
Okay.
Due to our community changing a little bit, I believe that we used to have such a Mexican culture or structure built here, but now that we have a lot of people coming from South America, we also need to include them as well. That's the idea that we have been thinking, including also the new people that are coming. So we will be having the art contest, we will be having the module contest, and we'll be having a t-shirt contest as well this year. We'll be sharing those here pretty soon, and we also have a new committee meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I know we're at the planning stages, so but thank you for that. Thank you for the heads up on everything, and I look forward to seeing the t-shirt design. The art contest is fantastic, and if you folks, I'm telling you right now, you need to make plans in September. You want to hit this festival, because it's a great festival. You learn about the Hispanic community through this festival. For me, I think it's great because I learn more and more about my heritage, and because they're tiny percentage, but it's there. I get to learn about my heritage that way. And but the art contest is the students. I mean, it's all age groups, but the student art is just fantastic. Yes. And the creativity and everything. So make sure you hit that up, and I look forward to the t-shirt contest, because I love the design that comes out. Is just amazing. We've been talking to the Learning Network of Clinton County. I know we're out of time. I thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it very much. Look forward to hearing more. And I know for everybody, especially in the Hispanic community, if you want to keep in touch with not only the Learning Network, give us all the contact information so people know how to get a hold of you guys.
Yes, well, thank you so much for the invite. I think we really appreciate working with you guys every Sunday, actually, for the Aura Clinton County.
Yes, Clinton County are there. It's our voice that we get every Sunday at
but
the Clinton you
guys
County
can,
now.
You guys can reach us 765-659-6380, extension 1820. That's my extension. Or 765-659-6380, extension 1814, and that would be LDS extension.
All righty. Well, thank you guys for coming in, and thank you again for helping us with Aura Clinton County. We love having you on the air and getting that information out there to our Latino community, and we look forward to having you guys back. So just keep us up to date on what's going on and let us know, and we will get you guys back in here when it gets summer workshops. Going to be nuts.
Yes.
That's going to be nuts for the kids.
So. We are ready. That's my favorite part of the year, whenever we are full of kids in our building.
It is. Well, it is amazing. But again, thank you again for being a part of the community. Thank you for everything that you do for our community, and thank you for what you do to help us out so that we can reach that part of the community.
Can you give me 5 seconds?
Sure, go ahead.
I just want to release a message. If you have children under 6 years old and you have not tested by lead poisoning, please call to your health department, local health department. Clinton County Health Department is running free lead tests on all children under 6, or if you are immigrant coming from Latin America and you are under 16 year old, you can get the lead test for free at the health department.
And that is very, very important, because they even found lead in baby food.
Yes.
I could not believe that.
Yes.
And yes, on the little packages and
pouches.
Apple and the pouches, mm-hmm. and applesauce, it was mm-hmm. the other one,
yeah.
the Lunchables. I mean, it is incredible, but yes, it is. So be aware of the lead poisoning. It's more present than we want it to be, but it is. So if you need information, we are at the Learning Network, at the phones Anthony already gave you, or call your Clinton County Health Department for more information or to get appointment for lead test.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you guys for being a part of Party Line, being a part of the community, and being a part of Learning Network. That's going to wrap up this episode of Party Line. We want everybody to come back tomorrow. We'll have another show for you. Everybody, have a great day. Enjoy the weather, because Tuesday is not looking real pretty.